Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue pass, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, you already know what it is, it's your boy Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, June 3rd, 2011. Pre-game radio is live, on and popping. We got a lot of stuff, you know, going down today, possibly special guests. I don't know. We're still awaiting confirmation in the whole nine, but it's all well and good. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. All the area codes, I see y'all, 252s, 77 Puerto Rico, what's good, 201s, 203s, 301s. Big shout out to y'all. But we're going to get a popular blow back, so we'll be right back. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Listen to us while you get ready to go out to the clubs, you heard?
Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it. Baby, just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me,
but I can comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then hit your chance to an 80 on the freeway. Police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider. Feel I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the blame. I'm a simple man. It's the international player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch. Cause you anything you ask for, it's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, favorite of my homies. When we fall on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a whole knee. Pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching with you with a passion, but a long deck. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby. I love it when you're blown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga. Now tell me how you roll. I come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up inside the high, I ain't quick until the show's over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out, just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Get a rockin' me. Night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord Tucker, you's a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other bill. Gotta hit you with the hot back. Want some release to make your niggas niggas top that. They wanna see to me, they'd rather see me in the jail. Living in hell, only a few of us are in the jail. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cut. Nigga, tell me how you vote. From the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phone style page to game roots. I'm living major. My ass is step. Looking buggy. They never know the big bug. One of us gonna see the cemetery. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high. See the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million. And then I'm chilling, fade them all. These taxes got me crossed up. And people trying to sue me. Media is in my business. And they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass out. Feel out. I'm ready for that quick to put the fucking steel out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
Thank you. know you know Kiss. The nigga with the hot flow and the cold wrist can flow always. We'll sit on 4Ks, then wait for a drought and flood them with all trays. Ride or die chick, hand to a B.I. Give a nigga up north some ass on the V.I. And she black out when she in the mall. Got the brand new spring Prada shit in the fall. Don't matter what size panties, fitting her small. And she don't got no problem hitting us all. And she said she got a man, but he in the feds. And she miss him so much that she pee in the bed. So you know I had a light in the raw, fighting the dog, pushing the seat back, getting right in the fall. Make her use a fake credit card twice in the store. Might make you do it tomorrow, you trifling whore.
I like to rock Prada suits in my ass.
That ride or die, pulling the five, getting high with the Gucci frames over her eyes, sweet to the towel. Still won't fuck in the Benz, cause she bought me a polo coat and a couple of Tims. Doobie was wrapped, both in the movie with gas. Gave me head cause the movie was whack. Word, toast to the crib, blowing the fridge, she needed to work. I died and that bitch gon' put weed in my hearse. Game to the death, tattooed my name on the neck. You don't wanna see me banging the left, hitting the gas. That bitch out the window popping, hitting your ass. Catch Holiday Inn, the Holiday Inn, with a bad bitch swallowing gin. Word, and if it got to do with money, count Holiday Inn. With my ride or die bitch, that'll body a man. You don't like me as an artist, she gon' body a fan.
I need a ride or die bitch.
Come on!
I like the rock.
From the lock, look at me as that cat that gnaw the box, know about Glock, know about slinging them rocks, know about running from cops and switching up spots, how to get rich, know about thugging a bitch, fuck them in the park, fuck a sweet at the Ritz, they like that shit, and I don't gotta spend no checks, fuck diamonds, all they really want is rough ass sex, and their name shouted out when I'm up at flex. I get drunk with bitches that don't get drunk, don't get high, have them doing drive-bys, shit they never did, forgetting about their kids, mom's babysitting, ain't seen her in a week, I'm a bad influence, the parents say hey shit, I need a ride or die bitch that'll take this coke, out of town and come back and break down when I'm broke,
I need a ride or die, bitch.
Come on!
I like to rock Prada suits in my ass.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo,
One love to get y'all both. Motherfucker, I'ma make sure I hit y'all close. And whoever's left, guaranteed he getting it all. Cause his ass could've ran when I was licking at y'all. I give rap money, plus I'm in the hood with dimes. And I ain't got no felonies, I'm good with crimes. Not all that with Max, but I'm good with nine. Great with eight, nigga, I eat your face. And I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I used to cop so heavy that the block got mad. The niggas start calling up the cops like calves. My 16s make niggas go to their dorm. Lock in and work out, then come out in the morning. Wild out and blow a CO just cause it's boring. Wild out, nigga.
Wild out. Yo, yo, yo.
Wild out.
Yo, yo, yo.
Wild out.
If you just got out of jail from doing wild time,
let's ball out.
I'm too bad to go to the mobs. And if it's deep, I'ma murder you and know that you are. Holiday style, you niggas fall they rap. I let my shotgun fall your back, make you coffin out of your flat, and bring your ice to hell. Y'all fuck around this album, I'll do life in jail. And if you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You hate a nigga, go and kill him while he taking his shit. So when the cops come and get him, he'll be making him sick. So they can feel how I feel, I had a probable cause. You know the shit that happens, you don't follow the boss. Follow the rules, kids get followed to school. And the tough niggas ball your boo. Target practice was a horrible view. It's fucked up what tomorrow could do. And these niggas feel soft for who? So we put you in the dirt, we ain't parting with you. Wild out, niggas.
Wild out. You better back up, dog.
Wild out.
Everybody, yo, yo.
Wild out.
If a nigga grilling your chick, is she with you? Fuck that.
Wild out.
Offering checks, the squads of dough, and never heard nothing back, man.
forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to gobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Really ain't nothing left to say, dog, except that it's my time. So I whine with my behind, been taking my time. And my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing, fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dudes and your deals never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song. Or reciting it, my pen days, I'm slightly beyond. Right or wrong, I know the game ain't gon' light when I'm gone. But I'm gone, cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of reality.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends,
new shows.
But when the money gone, the people
man,
gone too, you know?
Gone too.
Then you're going to come back to those people that
you
was once down.
Around, man.
But those familiar faces going to
turn them
around. They only want you while you high, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many
because
times.
Because a dude don't got a deal.
Don't deal.
Make him the real deal.
Silly flow, man, that boy really dope. Give me cap and go, and my outfit right low. Holy lady. It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Quite a few people, because real talk, I've seen some shit coming home late from the train station at night. So
that's
not exclusive to homosexuals.
It'd be a nice night, Pastor Cole, with all your windows. Come on, son.
Okay, yo, look, I guarantee you any block got a vacant lot or a community garden at the end and ain't no houses and this car's parked, check it out. But on the real side though, the issue that I have with this is that this is his second conviction on the same charge. So it's like it's no escaping it now. It's out there. I'm saying, Mr. C, if you know, gay or whatever, then, you know, be proud of who you are, you know, and represent. You don't know who you may touch or whom you may get to be honest about themselves and come out and be at peace with that shit. I mean, I just can imagine the lies you've had to keep up or tell or whatever. So, like I said, this is the second conviction on the same charge. I'm saying, man, ain't no denying shit. You like boys, Mr. C, and that's just all it is to it. All right? But mind you, people, do not let what this man does in his personal life or his preference take from the fact that he produced one of the greatest albums of all time, and that was Big.
Yes.
So,
and don't let it take from the fact that he is still one of the best DJs coming
that word up from his start with Big Daddy Kane. So let's not get this twisted. What this man does in his personal life, and like I said, his choices or his preferences is his own. Unfortunately, like I said, his business just became some public shit. But let's not let it take away the man is talented, period. And gay, straight, etc. A lot of you cornball DJs out here can't touch that nigga. So, all right? But he still needs his ass beat, though. I mean,
still needs his ass beat, though. Like, come on, son. Like,
you could find
a person
with that,
and the thing about it is, like, people like that, even though you may be just a local radio station DJ or whatever, you're a person of stature. Even us here at Free Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? We're people of stature. You know, people, you know, they listen to us. They follow us, you know, whatever the case is. And we can't be doing shit that regular people would do, like, you know, fucking in public or getting ahead in public, you know what I'm saying? Because then it becomes this big thing. Now we got everybody who we don't know in your business walking down the street. Hey, you got to be stuck in the car. You know, we got to, us being public figures, we got to find cool and find discretion in the things that we do. Not saying that we can't do it, but we got to be able to do it and still go about our business without having the media and paparazzi and media take out people and boss or whatever in our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We could still live, but at the same time, it's like at work. Like, you don't want to mix work with, you know what I'm saying, what you do when you're out of work. You know, you can kind of find it crazy if you go to a club and you find one of your coworkers, someone that works for you, is going under you at the same club. You know, we got to have that same type of this question.
Mm-hmm.
But keep going. Who else need to ask me? Because I know you got the belt ready. We got to let them know.
Yeah. House Representative Anthony Weiner. Okay.
Does he need his ass beat because he's a politician?
No, he needs his ass beat. I don't know if you guys heard, but because this is the representative who allegedly was caught or was accused of sending underwear crotch shot twit pics to a 20-year-old Seattle woman, a student.
Let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
He took pictures of his crotch in his underwear, put them on Twitter?
Allegedly. See, this is the issue. In the beginning, he first denied it. Okay, now at this stage in the game, he's saying that he won't confirm or deny the allegations. Mind you, he hasn't even reached his one-year anniversary. He's married, just recently married to Secretary of State Clinton's her aide, her executive aide. He just married her last summer. Hasn't even been a year yet. But rumor has it he is a serial womanizer. He's a ladies' man. But the crazy shit is, at first you vehemently deny it, and then now you can't say with any certainty. Actually, he made some jokes about it. He asked the news people, the media, to pardon him for being a little stiff the day before, and that the issue now was that they were at the point, they may have found the point of Al-Qaeda's sword. I mean, he just was really ludicrous with his jokes about the shit. This is some serious business. This is something serious you're being accused of. And it's one thing to try and keep it lighthearted, but he was just downright, he just was downright offensive with the shit. And I'm saying, if it's not true, then you need to just step up and say, no, that's not me. Now you're being evasive. And the thing is, being that he's a House of Representatives, he's a representative of the House, he didn't even bother to get, because you know the state capitol have their own police. He didn't even ask them to investigate, but instead hired a private law firm to look into the matter. Now, this is a question, and this is for you as well, Black, for all you twitnits out there, people. So I call you twitnits, that Twitter shit. Oh, shout out to all people still following me, and I don't even be up there. I appreciate you. I follow you back, but, you know, don't look for shit from me. Not, I got to be in a different mood, all right? But this question is for you twitnits. Now, is it actually possible to take a picture, and as long as you have someone's email address, that I could hack your shit and, like, you know, as long as I have your email address and I could put up a pic and it could seem like it was actually tweeted by you?
As far as that goes, me being somewhat of a technical person or anything like that, here's what it is. If the person has the email login that you use to log in with Twitter, and they have access to that email, yes, all you have to do is go in and click that password thing, and then they send the instructions to reset your password to that email. So once you have access to that email account, yeah, you can hack somebody's account.
Okay, because there's this guy, this blogger named Joe Cannon, who he's a liberal, and to prove a point, he said that he posted a photo in another person's feed, and he made it seem like, and, you know, making it seem like that they're the ones that actually did it. So, I mean, I think this is just something to distract us from some other shit that they're doing. So we need to be focused on what the left hand is doing while the right hand is focusing on this bullshit. Enough already with the senators, with the pitch. This is, you know, Martin Toms. And if he indeed was sexting to some woman, some student, then that's between him, the student, and his wife. I mean, really, what does it have to do with his decision-making capabilities and how it affects us, the taxpayers? I mean, really, get a fucking grip. These are people, too. They have lives. They do shit just like you do shit. And you don't want nobody blowing your bullshit up, I'm sure. And I don't know too many people who don't actually have maybe a pic or two of themselves floating around on somebody's email or phone or some other shit. Don't front, okay? Yours truly included, all right? That's just what it is.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
I'm gonna let you get to that in a second. But I want to give a shout out to everyone who is actually on Twitter and they still keep our trending topic pound. You need your ass to be continually going. We started this,
yeah,
fact maybe 3-4 months ago, and to this day, it is still a trending topic. It's not in the top 10, but it's still going. People are still adding stuff. Like, I got somebody who put, all white with black shoes, pounds, you need your ass beat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Louise MR 400 feet. That's who put that host up there. And
yo,
it's still going
funny.
Also, someone said, if you're over 14 and you get on the back of the bus without paying the fare, pounds, you need your ass beat. I definitely got to agree with that because this time I'm, you know, getting out of work and I'm getting off the D44 bus and I'm coming off and, you know, on the streets, it's real packed, especially like that stop is by the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And you got people in the, and you can physically tell, late 40s, 50s, holding the back door but trying to sneak on.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Well, so, son, it is a recession, son, and, you know.
Okay, it's a recession, but come on, son. You had to go somewhere. You're going to get at least,
you know,
250.
Unemployment record numbers, and,
yo, and
I'm not condoning it.
Numbers have dropped in the past few months, right? People back,
I'm not condoning
it. Getting back
look,
slowly
look.
But surely.
Let me ask you this about the bus, though. Well, it was rush hour, right? Was it not? Was the bus crowded?
Yeah,
but see,
my corner street is always crowded. As
okay,
long as
so, I mean, all right, so listen,
it's always crowded.
All you cornballs, okay, not cornballs, all you people that hop on the back of the bus, there are people like myself in Brooklyn Black that are on the bus that have paid off fare. And it's aggravating to see that if we had to come up with the car fare to get on, pardon, we had to come up with the car fare, then, you know, you should make it happen, too. So, and the summer's already off to a crazy start. People is wilding out. You know, the gunplay is ridiculous. And it ain't even summer yet. It's still spring, technically. But, I mean, in order to avoid running into a crazy motherfucker that will whip your ass because you didn't pay, if you get on the back because the front is too crowded, exit the bus through the front and swipe his metro card, okay? Consider this a public service announcement because I'm telling you, times are hard, and people are struggling, and people feel like if they got to struggle and make shit meet, then you got to do the same fucking thing, all right? So that settles that. So like I said, I'm not pro jumping on the back of the bus. You know, I am pro niggas paying their fare. You got to pay your way, period. That's anything in life. Anything you want
to
do.
You know, because it's totally different if you get on the bus through the front and just tell the driver, yo, I ain't got it. Because then I tend to the driver, like, all right, go ahead, just to, you know what I'm saying, keep shit flowing.
And then it's at the driver's discretion. Exactly. You regular motherfucker can't say shit about that. But when you just jump
saying,
on the bus
on the
back
and the driver to you, then you got to stop the bus and nobody's going to whip you. You pay your fare to get off the bus.
Is that what the driver did? The driver stopped the bus. It's like whoever just hung on the bus.
Yeah, yo, I was headed home on the bus one day, and people tried to get on through the back. Granted, the bus was crowded. You know, the D25, anyone though, especially coming from downtown Brooklyn, that bus is packed.
Always.
Get on through the front, and mind you, this is a bus that's, you know, one of those new buses fitted with cameras and audio and all of that. And you get on through the back, so I'm like, I'm not going nowhere till this person gets off the bus with the blue shirt or come up and pay their $2.25.
Wow.
Homeboy sitting there like he don't know what's going on. Everybody looking like, yo, you getting off? Yo, you paying, you getting off?
Wow.
Like, come on. Yo, and the driver, he seemed, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he seemed cool enough. If he just went like, yo, I ain't got it, but I need to get here. You didn't let him pass. You know what I'm saying? Just because these bus drivers and these conductors are service of the city and everybody, you know, is against establishment or XYZ, but these people got to work and they got just like the rest of us. You know what I mean? Why make their job hard? You know what I mean? If, like I said, 8 out of 10, 200% of the driver or the conductor, they'll just let you go. Because you're not trying to make their job hard, but you just got this one, you ain't got the funds. They understand that. So let's not try to get over all the time. Let's just be honest and see what happens. Sometimes, yeah, we got to sneak on or whatever, but other times, let's just try to see what happens. All right, we're going to get to the new joint from Mr. Dark. This is our Meet Me Halfway with Samantha Lee. Actually got sent this joint this morning. So this is brand new. Welcome to the Game Radio app. Pay attention because when the Mr. Dark was on here, I don't think he was available that night. But this dude, he is tight. So I want you to hear this song and come and think about it when you come back. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Bring up this Dark Lonesome right now. You heard?
I ain't saying to forget about your past, but I should be in your future. And I don't know about the next man, but I damn sure ain't what you used to. They're losers, must be used to the lames in the game that they play in the name that they say to impress you. But they stress you, I stretch a little kick, trying to show you about the better life, feet in the sand. Take you with the weather's night, tease to the lane, watch you push to the level high, high. To them geeks, I say goodbye, bye. We on, building bridges that make sense. My heart lit it with your points. I don't have an issue with being with you. Halfway is nothing. I go more than 50%. To make the bed break and your leg shake. Well, baby, it's on. I've been down so long. I'm about to see the neck break. But you like that? Call me AB, kitty liquor, city sick with the shit, titty bang bang. When I do the same thing, you would think I'm better than this shit. Tell him AB, hey, I just want you to know that you got my heart, girl, and I can't control that. Don't tear us apart, world, but I'll never hold back. This feeling I feel so. We in the fast lane. You can meet me halfway.
That was Friend of Abyss, the Dark Feature, Samantha Lee, Meet Me Halfway, Brooklyn Black, Ebony in the Building. I dug it. And it's still going. What you thought about that?
I really liked how he started off. I like the lyrics. The only thing that I guess maybe has to grow on me would be the chorus. I don't know. It just... I don't know. I would have liked hearing maybe a dude doing the chorus, you know, and not singing like she's singing. I don't know. It's just the chorus. I, the chick, something about her voice. It just don't. It seems to drag the song down. That shit was hype, you know what I mean? And the chorus should match that.
No doubt, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest of the evening has arrived. All those hip hop fans come up through the 90s.
I was not. It was raining.
He got Shaheem in the building. Shaheem, what's
yo.
Up, man?
Yo, what's happening, BU? You already know what's good.
What's happening? What's good, man? It's good to have you in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Like I said, thanks a million. I appreciate you coming through. It's been, you know, you have me on grind mode today, though. I'll tell you this much. I was researching through the mixtapes and all of that.
Yeah?
And I pulled out a couple of joints. Of course, we're going to get into them. But, for those who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Of course, these are the late kids coming up through the hip-hop thing. Please let the people know exactly who Shaheem is.
Shaheem. I'm Shaheem Donnell Franklin from Staten Island, Stevenson Projects. I'm the rugged child. I'm the man child. Youngest member of the Wu-Tang Clan back then, you know what I'm saying? Now CEO of Bottom Up Records. I don't know what else to say.
All
rapper,
well,
actor, entrepreneur.
Yes, actor, entrepreneur, artist, you know. I'll actually go as far as saying you are one of those artists who had longevity, because like you never really strayed from the path. Like there was no type of crossover type of music from you. Like you had that one niche and you kept it there and you kept it 100% real.
Appreciate
it. So as far as that goes, you just had that longevity over the course of your career. And I want to ask you, because you came up as a kid yourself through this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know these other kids, you know, the Bow Wows and the Soulja Boys and all of that.
Yeah.
What is your take on these youths breaking into the hip hop game now?
I take it really for what it's really always been. It's always been a business, you know what I'm saying? Especially like young artists, you know what I'm saying? Like when I came in to hip hop, you know what I mean, I wasn't marketed. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a package, you know what I'm saying? I was raw, I was the essence of, you know what I'm saying, what hip-hop was, because hip-hop's a culture, hip-hop's a way of life, so that's what I come from. Some of these kids don't really come from that, you know what I mean? They listen to it, they grew up, but they don't come from the core of it, you know what I'm saying, being from real poverty, you know what I mean? A lot of these young kids is like, you know, middle class or whatever, like, you know what I mean? I came from poverty. I grew up in hip-hop, and that's why my sound, everything never changes, because it's always real life. It's always what's going on now, and that's how I keep hip-hop, because that's my culture. I don't make things up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, you had started Bottom Up Records. What was the whole idea behind that? How did that formulate? Did you do that by yourself? Did you have a team of people with you? How did that formulate?
I started that when I went to prison. When I was in prison, I felt like I was at the bottom, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, I'm at the bottom. I'm in the belly of the beast. Shit is fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I still was a successful, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, I'm like at the bottom of another level. So it's like you never really get to the top, you know what I'm saying? You just get to the bottom of the next level, you know what I'm saying? And because like you could be wealthy, but then there's always going to be somebody wealthier. There's always going to be somebody badder, you know what I'm saying? So you're always at the bottom, like, you know what I'm saying? You're never at the top. It's infinity, like, you know what I'm saying? So then I was like, yeah, that's going to be my company. And I started reading books, being incarcerated, about the music industry. And I was like, oh, shit, damn. Like, I got taken advantage of. Like, you know what I'm saying? From the big scheme of things, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? From, you know, So when I got out, I vowed, I said, yo, I'm going to do this shit myself. I'm fortunate enough to be known, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful for, you know, the labels that, you know what I mean, gave me those opportunities then. But now I understand it a little better.
Okay. Now, we haven't, you know, you like I said, you've been on the ground and building up, bottom up, and everything like that. As far as you've been away from silver screen, is acting, everything like that. Is that something you want to get back into, or you just don't? You just want to focus on your music?
Yeah, well, I actually did a role in a film that's coming out. It's called You Nobody Till Somebody Kills You. It's a hip hop thriller. This shit is incredible. It's directed by Michael Boogie Pickney, and executive produced by Spike Lee. This shit is incredible. I also did a part in the Wendy Williams film, Queen of Media. I don't know, you know, the date it's coming out, but yeah, acting itself, I'm very interested. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like music, I just feel I'm at a level and at a level of notoriety, at a level of, you know what I'm saying, that also of my abilities, what I can do. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I have great ideas and I can shoot my own movie and, you know, manufacture and distribute my own films. You know what I mean? I just feel okay. Like I want to put my energy towards that. And it's at my pace. You know what I mean? I'm not in a rush. And I think that's what happens with a lot of artists. They be in a rush and watching what someone else is doing, how successful someone is right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm chasing a different high. You know what I mean? It's nothing. Like, I've been in top 10 Billboard. Like, I've performed with the greatest. I recorded with the illest MCs ever. I ran with the greatest rap group of hip hop all time. Like, I'm not chasing that. You know what I mean? I want to take my vision to another level. And, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, we got also pregame radio co-host Lady Steele in the building. Get help in here. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know why. I'm probably the meeting myself.
All right, Lady Steele, ready to come back on yet? But
yeah.
Matter of fact, Shaheen, tell us about this Copycat Killer joint.
You got the Copycat Killer. Oh,
you know I had to get that, man.
Well, see, Copycat Killer came because, like, see, now I grew up in hip-hop. You know what I mean? Hip-hop is 30 years old. I grew up in hip-hop. Hip-hop is my whole entire life, right? And when I got into hip-hop and the people I looked up to, the Kane, the Rakim, the LL, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It was like, biting, there's no biting allowed. That's not allowed. I can't do the same thing you did. Whether it's a beat, whether it's a title of a song, whether it's an album title, whether it's a copy of my poster, whatever I do, it was to be original. And it's like now, that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, I'm the copycat killer. And then when I got copied, and I get copied all the time, I hear the flows all the time. I hear the flows of dudes that I would, R.I.P. Big L, but people run through his catalog and take, like, this shit is crazy now. And it's deceptive. It's called remixing, doing your own tune. Like, that's cheating. That's tracing. It's like if someone worked hard to make their song, get their beat, come up with their chorus, come up with their flow, and they get a hit and it's successful for them, someone else to go in and basically remake their song and put their own words to it, but keep their flow, keep their beat. That's biting, man. What the fuck? It'll get somebody, niggas better be getting publishing for that shit.
No doubt. We got Shaheem in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're free game ready. Hit us up 347-857-4302. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. Like I said, trying to build the building. Ebony is here.
And the greatest story never told, too. Our own S. You know what I'm saying? Change your name to Agar, nigga.
So, we got to get into it. And here we go. Copycat, because it hit us up, y'all.
Rhymes. It's their beat. Do you want to dress how you dress? You want to talk how you talk? Copycat killer. Copycat killer. Copycat killer. I'm the copycat killer, I murder biting niggas. I despise non-creative, non-original niggas.
I said that line in 9-9, whack ass nigga, I can sue you right now. Copyright infringement, nigga, fuck you, pay me. Treat it like street business, my time is money, and I'm cheap with my minutes. In 5 seconds, it's gonna be another killing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thought I was kidding. Just came home off tour. Going all year. I killed him. He should've stayed out there. Yo, he was slipping. He thought his fucking label really cared. And for rhyming on the bottom beat, got shot in his ears. I hope that teaches mans not to steal what they hear. I left him feeling stupid while the crowd just cheered. I ain't care. I got a beer and said cheers. Bottom up. And my young Chang gang niggas down the bank. What? Kill all. Kill all whack nigga, kill all black rap nigga, black killer. Kill all, kill all whack nigga, kill all black rap nigga, black killer. Kill all, kill all whack nigga, kill all black rap nigga, black killer. Kill all, kill all whack nigga, kill all black rap nigga, black killer.
See you
earn me 3 times in the mirror. Copycat killer. Copy me, I kill ya. Copy niggas wanna jack the way I rap. They wanna hack the way I'm at. I ain't been nicotine since the team. Fuck a patch. I'm never gonna stop smoking niggas. No, I ain't joking, nigga. Even with a hole in my throat, I'ma say with dope. Copycat killer. You know, the greatest story never told is me, nigga. I own S. So change your name to Aegon, nigga. I don't play, little nigga. I weigh this AR, nigga, and put the A to your I. Now you just going, nigga. I'm the copycat killer. My victim list is getting long. Bottom up, and I ain't talking Trey Song. Flow is water. These niggas is sponge, and I'm feeling like the clicker picker up or pick me up. Kill all, kill all whack niggas. Kill all, black rap niggas. Black killer. Kill all, kill all whack niggas. Kill all, black rap niggas. Black killer.
Kill,
yeah, that was Copycat Killer coming straight from Shaheen. See, that's the type of hip-hop that's, like, missing, like, you know, the whole beat, the flow of it. It kind of got me into it. Like, I was just, I'm like, yeah, like, this is what's missing nowadays. Everything's all overcomish, popping, all that. Like, that's what's really missing. But we got, you know, it's me, we got Ebony in the building. Of course, Shaheen is here. Hey, what did you think of Copycat Killer?
Yo, I definitely was feeling that. I like that. And listening to what Shaheen was saying, he definitely had a point. When you take the time out, when it's your creativity that was the first thing to make the music or make that particular song or record hot in the first place, and then for somebody to come around behind that and make a write a $2 rap and use your beats and your flow and capitalize off of that shit. That shit is definitely fucked up. And it doesn't encourage niggas to really get out here and be creative on their own. They just, you know, well, look, oh, that's a hot beat. Let me take that shit. I can say this over that, and my shit is going to be hot. You know what I mean? If niggas really had to start paying out their ass before they even was getting these beats and shit, they think twice about it and say, shit, for that money, for a third of that money, I could just, you know what I'm saying, do my own
thing.
Real talk. I definitely like that. And, yeah, I mean, come on. I like to hear tell you, all these new cats. Now, see, when you came up, when you was coming up in the early 90s, and everything, you know, I was already basically an adult, but of course I enjoyed your music, and I dig what you're saying. You lived what you was talking about. It wasn't some shit that you saw in the video. It wasn't some shit that you listened to. It was like, oh, wow, that's really how those guys live. Nah, that was you. That was your life that you was talking about. You know what I mean?
You know
so
what
I feel that.
And,
and it was a different game. Like, you really had to have something special to even get in position to do it.
Yeah.
You can get Pro Tools, get on the internet, and, you know, it's like hip hop became so big that somebody you never heard of can sell a fucking 100,000 records. It's big.
Yeah.
Everybody listens to hip hop now, you know, it's different.
Yeah. You can't even really, it's not even so much hip hop now, it's more like pop, you know what I'm saying? It's more pop than fucking anything. It's like, if I could get a catchy beat or a chorus or some shit that even mothers, because, you know, marketing niggas is smart. They know, even if a person hate a record, you keep hearing that shit, you
can
all gonna start saying that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
True indeed.
You know what
the
I think
consumer
happened?
As well. The consumer as well.
Yeah, you know what I think happened, honestly, from my era, the era, and it's weird when I say my era, because I'm just in the same, like, age bracket as a lot of these dudes that's doing it now, you know what I'm saying? So when I say my age, my era from when I came up, you know what I'm saying, in the game or whatever, The people who supported us and came out to the club is grown. We got kids now. We got bills. We got responsibilities. So we're working. We can't call the radio stations and request it. We can't, you know what I mean? It's not going to go out and buy that reggae because that's not in our priority. With it, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what happened. But I think the fans still exist. You know what I mean? And I think they're going to hear it. You know what I mean? And that's what keeps me going. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that, you know, my fans ain't go nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true and doubt. True, you're right about that. We matured a little, got families and things going on, but still have a deep love and appreciation for the real hip-hop. And, I mean, if you come out, if, you know, they say, yo, Shaheem's doing a show, then I'm definitely going to come out and support you because, you know, unfortunately, not enough of the younger generation really is familiar with your music or know who you are or your affiliation with the Wu-Tang and how that all came down and shit. They don't really know that.
It also comes to this, and that's the angle that I'm at, you know what I'm saying? In everything, even as far as my shows, like, to be in a position to, like, I just figured it out mad different. Like, it's like nobody is going to bring Shaheem on tour. Shaheem the Bottom Up is going on tour because Shaheem's going to pave the way and put the tour together. Meaning, like, we get lost. Like, we got so many people around us, you know what I mean? Everybody can't rap. You got to give people positions. Like, Bottom Up is a whole family. Like, when I go on tour, we rent the clubs ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The staff is my staff. The bartenders are my bartenders. You know what I mean? And we make them, and this is a business to get a lot of people out of poverty.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what it's about. We can't lose focus to that. You know what I mean?
Having that conglomerate type thing going on, I can definitely understand. And it's important to have your people, your family behind you because another thing is you really can't trust people. You really can't trust a person to have your best interest,
Yeah,
at heart.
Because everyone has their own dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm not paying someone, I can't demand anything. That's why I choose to pay. Because when I pay you, I can call you and beat you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Other than that, I'm on your time. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and I realize everybody's dream is not my dream. So they're not going to go hard at what my dream is. For me, I got to do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think a lot of artists sit around and wait for that phone call or wait for that opportunity. That opportunity is not going to come. You have to demand it and go out there and get it. And then you realize, like, now I get all types of phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when I needed the phone calls, they wasn't coming. And it's like, you know, it's like money. When you got money, right, you find money. You walk down and say, oh, shit, $20. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? OTV broke, man. You couldn't find a quarter to get a bag of chips.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just the way you feel. It's your energy. It's your vibe. And you just got to keep it up and know everything starts within yourself. Don't look outside of yourself for anything. You know what I mean?
True
emotionally,
indeed.
Anything, because you only can control yourself. You have no control over nobody else.
That's right. That is so true. And I want to just real quick elaborate on something you said earlier about you didn't really know when the change happened, you know, with the music. And I want to honestly say, I mean, you know, no disrespect to Diddy and whatever and Bad Boy, what have you, to Diddy, to Puffy or whatever, Sean Combs, whatever he goes by now.
Yeah.
But real talk, I believe a lot of things changed when he with Bad Boy, with Mace, with the pop, with the incorporating. Now R&B, you know, R&B.
But that was still hard though. You can't take it like, son, I bumped him. But you know what it is? That always existed, my nigga. That always existed back then when you had straight hardcore hip hop. You had shit that was hitting rumps in the pump.
That was original shit though. We always had that feel good music, that party music, that dance, I'm fly, look at me, let's go out type. Yeah, you right. We always had that shit. All right, and that's basically what rap was about in the beginning, was who was the flyest, who was the best, who dressed the best, who got the best girls, who, you know, all of that shit. I understand that. But the difference is that shit, those beats, those rhymes, those flows, that shit was original. That was original. He just came and took the original
All the niggas, I say it like this, all the niggas that grew up that went to school and got jobs and shit is in control of this shit now.
We gonna keep this going, but finally Lady still has come back to join us. Lady still with us.
Nothing, what's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up?
Of course, you know, we had 10 minutes. It's me, you, Evan, the man.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I completely forgot.
Now, so I gotta ask you, like, if you not serious about that, yo, man child, like, do you still answer that even though you're, like, you're a grown ass man now? Like, is.
I
say, like, if you're out in the street, somebody go, yo, man child, or yo, look at child, like, you still got answer to that, or do you just.
You know what? I'll never shake that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, at a point, I used to be like, you know what I mean? But I will always be the rugged child. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They your first impression is your best impression, and your first impression is your last impression. You know what I mean? So I will always be the rugged child. You know what I mean?
Right.
And even though I'm the rugged child, there's a new rugged child running around somewhere, somewhere, because the rugged child was just a kid in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like, I grew up different from niggas. I was running with dudes damn near that could have been my fathers. I was 11, 12 years old in nightclubs. Like, it's nothing niggas is doing now that I haven't done years ago.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's funny to me. It's actually a joke. Like, when I go out and niggas be so excited to do shit, I'll be like, I don't got the thrill for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. What are you listening to now? What's in your iPod? What's in your vehicle? What are you listening to?
I really don't. I really just listen to my shit and create. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like when I roll with my mans and shit, and we go out, niggas be having dumb CDs. You know what I'm saying? In my man's car, when I ride with him, he rocking Fab. I like Fab shit. What I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying? But
that's
I try not to listen to niggas because I don't want influence. I don't want to be influenced. And, you know, sometimes we can very much be influenced. So I choose not to, you know what I mean?
Even
I just
subconsciously.
Yeah, I just try to listen to beats. You know what I mean? Just beats and ride around, listen to beats and create, you know. Because beats also give me stories, like for theatrical, for films and, you know, things like that that I'm creating. So.
That's right, because that's right. You know, it is funny listening to you now. I'm replaying in my mind. I'm going back like about 20 years just thinking about it, that whole era, because it was quite a few little young shorties out there that was trying to do it, because it was you. I think it was the youngsters.
It was illegal.
Yeah, and what's his name? The one
Chia Lee.
Yeah, man. Chia that was a whole
It was really like a brotherhood to me. But even then, like, most of them was like still like, besides like Chia Lee and I say Jamal from Illegal.
Yeah.
Them niggas was really out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
Me, you know what I'm saying? Like them was my dudes.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, so here's stuff. It's Free Game Radio. We got Shaheem in the building. Ebony's conducting the interview pretty much. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We here chilling.
Yeah.
Shaheem, tell us about Mama Killed the Man.
Oh, Mama Killed the Man is featuring my first artist of Bottom Up Records, Nizzle. I got the beat. And it just spoke for itself, you know what I mean? And then at the time, I was doing a lot of videos. Like, if you see, like right now, I'm watching, like, that's why Copycat Killer came, because it was, like, for a period, I was dropping videos every other week, production videos, not just standing on a corner with three different shots. I was putting out production videos, and I see a lot of artists trying to drop multiple videos, you know what I'm saying, per month or a week or whatever, so I see that, you know what I'm saying, but I wanted to take it to another level because I act too, you know what I'm saying, so I was like, yo, why don't I start making my music the soundtrack to storylines, so that's why the song comes on unexpectedly. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where, beyond it being a good song and a good video, I think people bought into it because they wasn't expecting the beat to drop.
Right.
They wasn't expecting the layout of it. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, that's one of the hot joints.
All right.
All right, so we're about to get into it. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. We got Shaheem in the building.
Black
we here doing the damn thing,
yo.
And here we go,
Mama
Killed the Man, and we be right back, yo.
Bottom up,
gang,
gang,
gang.
Bang.
What the fuck niggas talking about? Let it be money, being broke, yeah. Well, who the fuck running funny? Growing up dreams, seen it before. Reality check, couple homies living behind bars. Life ain't none but a blessing. Let a nigga test them. Better be the same spot he resting. Walk like chicks on the ass. Got about an eighth in his ass. If he moves, then I blast. Why mama worried about me, though? Eat a nigga food. Mr. Dorito. He like cheese. Beat a nigga out them Nikes. Take down. Came for the drugs and the money like right now. He's a trip and put him on ice glass. Disrespectfully speaking, talk of the town now. Ow.
BUIME.com.
I'm a killer like Kane, body dropping like rain, and I get away clean like I'm dripping in game. BU, same game. They can throw the book at me, nigga, long as it's the brain. Get at me, you bastards. Got me soaking in mama asses. I'm dead serious, cuz, but I'm still laughing. Damn, not too front, you don't get no passes no more. Mr. Nice Guy, kiss my ass, bitch. Go deeper than rice, I'm controlling the masses. Me and Quiet, they shaky, shaky. And we doing it for my nigga, Sean JD. And may they rest in peace. Shit is real in the hood. I ain't give a buck to Haiti, but I gave $100 to Story to feed a baby. Duck take your lady, what? Kidnap your baby. Happen every time if a nigga try to play me. There's 100 bitches. I'm done it with you. You know ain't nothing since you let just let the money be the issue.
Fast pre-game radio. That was the Mama Don't Let Me Down from Shaheem. Wow, like that was one of those high caliber joints. Even though like it took you and then it just ended like it kind of left you on a cliffhanger. You know what I mean? It's one of those cliffhanger tracks.
Son.
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Son, that was hip hop, period. Straight
that
up.
Period,
that
right?
was one of those songs that while I'm listening, and he's talking about the acting, I'm seeing the video play out, you know, in my head. Real song, real song. That's hip hop, period. Everything about that was original. You ain't hearing that nowhere else right now. And that's what's important. That's what I can get into.
And that's why I'm the dude that niggas don't want hurt. Trust me, my nigga. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? But I know one thing. You know what I'm saying? I know real is real, and there's more me than of them.
Right.
More of us have nots. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
That's what made it so difficult. That's why I didn't drop part two to Mama I Killed the Man yet, because I haven't found the music. Like,
yeah.
I got the plot, I got the scheme, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got
uh-huh.
the visual, but I haven't found the right track, and we haven't created the right song for that. But me and Nizzle, we got some songs dropping. We got a joint called On Fire that's dropping soon, and a joint called Searching that's dropping, you know? And we just pushing it, you know what I mean? My focus is to really promote him and get Mizzou more in the forefront. You know, shout out to Castro. You know, he was featured on the Dust Juice. Castro is currently incarcerated. You know, but we still out here, you know, pushing it.
That's what's up.
Well,
I got a fan of yours who hit me up through Facebook. She wanted me to make sure that you remember the girl that attacked you at the Biggie Memorial. Do you remember that?
Girl that attacked me at the Biggie Memorial. Well, I definitely was at the Biggie Memorial. I you know what? To be honest,
you were attacked.
Damn, yeah, it's like I really couldn't like walk around like that. But you know what? I can honestly say this: everybody that I met, that I was definitely sincere in my meeting with them, you know what I'm saying? And if I seen her right now and looked in her face, I could be like, oh, shit, yeah, I remember, you know what I mean? Because I remember everything through my eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I can honestly say I'll be fronting if I say, yeah, I remember you. But I remember being there. I remember, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure if I see her, I remember her.
Okay.
Like I said, she wanted me to see if you remember, she wanted me to say, to tell you hello to her ex-husband.
Yeah.
So, you know, people, wow, they still got that crazy love for you, you know what I'm saying? Now, and you having that longevity, like, as opposed to other artists, you know what I'm saying? Even though you're not mainstream like, you know, your Diddy's or your Busters or whatever, but to know that you're still loving, like, you're still one of those top people that people will go see and pick up that album after you being in the game this far along. And, of course, you know, during that time, you've seen a lot of people come and go, rise and fall.
Yeah.
As a person, how does that make you feel?
You know, it's crazy. I'm just getting to the point to be able to separate Shaheen from Shaheen. You know what I mean? In a weird way. You know what I mean? Being an adult, I have to, you know, look at things a little different than I did, you know, coming up, growing up, you know what I mean? I don't give a thought like that. I don't really. Let me look for. I'm looking for the right words. Can you repeat the question again? I just want to answer it correctly.
I'm saying, like, you know, for you to be going this long and people still have that same love, that same adoration as if you just came out, you just dropped like the number one Billboard joint. She was like, yes, tell my husband Shaheen. Actually, he reminds me from the Big Memorial. Say, hear things like that. You know, so at this point in your career, you know what I'm saying? How does that make you feel just as a person, not even as Shaheen the artist or Shaheen the actor, but just how does that make Shaheen feel?
It really don't make me feel no way. Like, I get a kick out of it, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I laugh because I'm going to tell you a story, right? Me, I was always like a real shy kid, you know what I'm saying? I was the kid that, like, shit was fucked up, and I used to always keep a lot of things to myself. So rapping was just a way I could say how I felt in a cool way, you know what I'm saying?
And the first time someone noticed me, I remember I was coming off a plane, and I was coming back to New York, and when I was away, my homeboy, I was talking to him on the phone. Now, mind you, we young at the time, you know what I mean? He's like, yo, your video is on every day. It's on the radio. I'm like, yeah, right, for real. He's like, yeah, it is. And when I got off the plane, there was like mad people just ran up on me, like, let me get your autograph. And I start laughing. I never could get the idea of signing a piece of paper. Like, I didn't get it. It always just was just funny to me. And I was just like, yo, I'd rather just take a what's up and keep that with me, you know? So I never really got into that. I never, because I think that's what makes people get, like, big-headed. I, you know what I mean? I understand, like, you know what I mean? I've been blessed, you know what I'm saying? And there's a million people out there that wish they could have my opportunity. So I don't think about that shit. I just, if someone says, yo, Sha, I feel you. Like, I'm like, all right, cool, what up, my nigga? Let's keep it going, like, you know?
All right, that's what it is. We got a caller. I think they want to say something, Shaheen. Last thought, this is 7738. You live on pregame radio. Let us know what's your name and where you're calling from. 7738, you live on the air.
What's going on, everybody? It's Miss Mandy from GSD
what's
Worldwide.
What's up, Miss Mandy? What's good?
How you doing, boo?
You know, GSD Worldwide in the building. What's going on?
All day. I haven't called in a minute, right? Last time I called in, Dave was on the show.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Boy, it's good. You know, we got Shaheen in the building. We having it. We holding it down.
I know.
Hello, Miss Mandy.
Hi, boo.
What's good? How you doing?
Nothing. Just, I don't want to be like all everybody else who says, like, yo, I've been a super fan. Like, of course I love your music. You're a real nigga. And I think that today you just talking, like, I'm listening and, like, it just gave me an all-new appreciation for you. And I'm, you know, just rooting for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because
you're
a real nigga.
Like,
a lot of people don't understand that artists are just regular people. And just hearing you talk just, like, brings that more to light for me, so.
Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, people sometimes people be like, want you to move at their speed. Like, yo, push them down, do this, do that.
Right.
Like, real life is so, like, fucked up. Like 2 years ago, I lost my mom, so heroin, you know, my mom's OD from heroin. Like real life shit. Like my family is like got forever in prison, and it's like I deal with real issues. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's why I can't be one of those artists because I didn't grow up like that. Like I was never that selfish. Like my coat, the coat that I wear today, that's our coat. You know what I'm saying? My cousins come over and they're just wearing that coat. Like, everything was always ours. So, it's like, if I was selfish, like, yeah, nigga, I'll floss on y'all, nigga. Trust me, nigga. It got made up. I floss if you hate that losing. But when I'm planning, like, I got a family. I got little cousins that got to go to college. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got aunts on welfare. Like, shit is real with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that nigga. And, you know, and I'm still in Staten Island. And I've, you know, not taking nothing away from the brothers that chose to, you know, get their fortune and leave, but, like, I always looked at it like, you know what I'm saying, I can go wherever in the world. When I die, they got to bring my body back here anyway, so I'm leaving.
Right. I feel you. And that's what I'm saying, like, you're just genuine, like, and you don't have a lot of rap artists that's as genuine as you are. Like, it's just real, and that's what I'm saying, like, I got an appreciation for you. Man, brother, you need to come to my crib. Let me cook you up something. Chill.
Oh, cook me up, though.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm a skinny nigga. I need a meal. Like, what you talking about, right? I'm a skinny nigga from Staten Island, you know? But,
well, I just like your page on Facebook, so, you know.
My what?
Your page on Facebook.
What page?
You have a page on Facebook?
Yeah, I got like two, three pages.
It's not your personal page. It's not your personal page, but it's the, you know, the fan page.
No, you got it, my personal page. I run my shit. I'm not one of these niggas. Like, I can't do it. Like, I have a headache if I go to sleep thinking somebody running my page, making deals behind my back. Like, I grew up like that. Like, nigga, I got taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I can't hold my shit, nigga. That's me. You know what I mean? People just assist me in what I do.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you got to keep it, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Money changes everything, man. I wish money ain't come through, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like a lot of relationships and a lot of people I looked up to, they really like let me down, like into being like real niggas. Like, you know, you grow up and you look up to somebody and you're like, oh shit, this nigga, that, and he got you. And then when you grow up and you start to learn what being real is and being a man, and you can't look at them the same. And for me, it's hard for me to do business. It's hard for me to be around. Like, people tell me all the time, suck it up. Nigga, why you ain't on the road with the Klan? Why you ain't doing this person? I'm like, yo, man, I'm not at that place. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like that. Maybe we can make up one day and see eye to eye, and then I'll come around. But until then, I'm kind of like,
so what is your status with the Wu as of this moment right now? Like, are you still rocking with him, or is just like, it's, you know, they go their way, you go your way?
I'm stat balanced, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? So I seen Dick the other day, you know what I'm saying? We exchange numbers and shit, you know what I'm saying? We gonna kick it. We'll see where that go, because like me, I'm the type of person, like, if a nigga don't call me, like, are you all right today, my nigga? Like, I think it's just worthless, and it's just not worth nothing to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? My time is, like, life is too short for that shit. You know what I mean? So if it ain't going to be 100, I choose not to deal with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, that's my nigga. I speak to Matt, like, all the time. You know what I mean? I haven't talked to Riz in a long time. That's my dude, you know what I'm saying? But me and Nice Prince speak all the time, you know what I mean? Don Pacino, you know, me and him speak, Prodigal Son, Killer Priest. Like, I speak to some of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in touch. But, you know, others I don't, you know? And that's just what it is. But I'm sure we will soon, because, you know, the bottom is rising. Niggas will be calling.
So there's nothing like, there's nothing pretty much set in stone saying that they would like Shaheen would never do anything under the Wu-Tang brand again, or that's just gonna be something long time coming.
I didn't hear you, because these niggas, I'm on the block right now. These niggas super loud. What you said?
I'm saying, like, now does that pretty much mean like as far as the near future goes, and maybe the future, you won't do anything under the Wu-Tang brand for now, or that's just something that's going to be a long time coming? I'm not saying it's impossible, but it could happen.
Oh, I'm never going to do nothing under the Wu-Tang brand. It'll be the bottom-up Wu-Tang brand. But, I mean, yeah, it's for the old man. Like, for real, like, we're from the same place, you know what I'm saying, my nigga? So, it's like, I got BU, and I got niggas out here, but, you know, niggas still, we all share the same friends and all that, you know what I'm saying? So niggas, real, everybody's really trying to iron shit out, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I just feel like if it's not going to be what it's going to be, my nigga, like, I feel like they didn't pass the ball to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was down on the other side of the court, open by myself for an easy layup. I feel like Wayne got the ball passed to me. Certain niggas got the ball passed to them, you know what I'm saying, to even take it to that level, you know what I'm saying, under their brand. So I gotta do my own brand.
Okay. Now, also too, I read somewhere that even though you rep Shaolin, but you are by way of Brooklyn, is that correct?
Am I what?
You were born in Brooklyn, raised in Shaolin, or you just born and raised in Shaolin?
No, you know what happened? I'm gonna tell you the story. It's like this. I was born on Staten Island, but I was born premature. I was born at 6 months, right? And they kept me in Brooklyn because Kings County Hospital was a bigger hospital than Staten Island. So I stayed in Kings County Hospital for like a year or whatever. But I always lived Staten Island, Brooklyn. I got family in Brooklyn, the Bronx. You know what I mean? I'm a New York kid. You know what I mean? All of them, like, my family's from everywhere. So, but nah, I'm originally born on Staten Island and raised on Staten Island. I lived in the Bronx for a while. I lived in Brooklyn for a while. Like, I went to different junior high schools and schools in the Bronx and Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of niggas know me.
Okay. Miss Mandy, I'm going to give you the opportunity, you know, to plug your show, you know, the big things, and get everything out there right about now. So.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah.
I was being a fan tonight. Well, yeah, you know, every Sunday night I have a radio show that comes on GSDWorldwide.com. It's called Big Things with Miss Mandy. And basically it's just about, you know, chilling, like my artists that come on the show are underground artists who's starving, who's hungry to get the exposure. And my show is kind of a platform for them. Like, it's just crazy. It's fun. And I want the audience to understand that artists are just regular people, too. That's, you know, the whole
emphasis. Yeah, well, let me get up on there one of these Sundays. You know what I mean? Grab my mat from the people. Whatever.
Baby, you're welcome anytime, please. That's why I was telling you, son, we need to link up, not me. You come over, you get your grub on, chill. All
right, so, yeah,
yo,
take me down.
I'm coming to get a play, too, son.
Come through, son. It's whatever.
Yo, you got a pen? Take my number now.
I'll send that to this link. Here we go.
Nah,
please.
It's all good. Yo, listen, it's all good. I'm a real nigga because, like, they called my phone, like I got the opportunity to hang up on them, like, oh, geez. Like, I'm not even tripping off that shit. Like, I don't care. It might be an opportunity out there. Somebody might want to holler and do some business. But, yeah, my shit is 347-838-0027.
Okay.
And I'm funny, so don't call my phone trying to joke because you might catch me on a high drunk night and I'll just start snapping on.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that. I'll just be like, hey, boo, it's me, Miss Mandy. You know.
Oh, shit, Mandy.
We're
going
to get to the show right now. We got to come back, wrap things up with Shotty.
I'm
sorry,
Miss Mandy.
Oh, I'm 5'9".
Or anything like that. And we went back, hit us up 347-843-2. Here we go with Baby Tommy Hill. We'll be back on Free Game Radio. These people are wild. Shaheem, bottom up records. Please, everyone,
yeah.
If you
don't know, go to BUIMME.com. Sign up to profile.
That's strictly for underground artists. We got weekly mixtapes coming out, you know, that drop from the website hosted by DJ Dez. Shout out to DJ Dez and BUIMME.com. You know what I'm saying? He hosts his, you know, the mixtapes. And from there, BUIMME.com. And from there, you know what I mean? It's a big network. So you might need somebody on the site that, you know, make beats or, you know what I mean, might cut hair. Like, shout out to, you know, Jason, Master Barber. You know what I mean? But there's you know, everybody, we just—it's just a family. That's what it is. So sign up and, you know, connect, hit me up, hit everybody up on the team. Good money.
No doubt. Like I said, yo, shout here, please, yo, thank you, millionaire, for coming through, dropping your knowledge, coming here, just chilling with us, maintaining, kicking back.
Yeah.
Of course, you're more than welcome anytime.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, you got my number. Keep in touch. You know, it's Kiki Man spot. We can take this spot, right?
And also, for the record, Shaheen does not drop weekly mixtapes. He is bullshitting. This nigga drops a mixtape every hour.
Yeah.
All right? Like, he's on studio session 25 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying. And he keeps it going. So definitely check him out, BUIMME.com. Matter of fact, actually, how did that whole thing come about? You know what I'm saying? Because, see, you being genuine, it kind of fits you as far as, you know, be you, I'm me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was that the whole purpose of the whole website? It's everything broken down into acronyms?
It's individuality, and that's what bottom up is all about. You know what I'm saying? It's about you being you, me being me, and we all coming from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, when I'm in the studio with my artists, I don't say shit. Do your thing, nigga. You got to be you. Like, if you happy with it and that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing, nigga. I'm me. I'm going to do it how should I do it. And that's that. I don't take advice. You know, I listen. But I'm, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. You know what I mean? And I feel I don't got to answer to nobody. So I give everybody out there with that same privilege. Like, nigga, do you. And all the artists that sign up, you know what I mean? I even do like specials on my shit for the artists signed up. I be like, yo, a feature. Sometimes, once in a blue, when I feel like it, I be like, yo, $50 feature. City Beat now, I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? I give people that outlet. You know what I mean?
And that's what's up, especially for someone coming from how you say your era, you know, and that's willing to work with artists coming up. Trying to be in that real hip hop, like that's a big step. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real big step. So like I know another pre game approved artist, Lucky Me, he's worked with you.
Oh, Luck, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, that's my boy, Luck. That's good dude. You know what I'm saying?
He's raced through here a couple of times. Me and him grew up together, so
yeah.
He's ran through here, and like I said, I know you worked with him, I've seen the YouTube videos and all of that. So I know as far as all artists like Shaheen, he's one. If he says he's gonna work with you, he will work with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But you can never. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Get that man a bed.
I was coming on a little cold and shit. That's why I'm drinking this Hennessy trying to knock it out. But nah, you know what it is, like. Look, you can't, that fuck with me, you can't be like, okay, I'm down with Shaheen now, I can kick my feet up. No, you have to do your own shit, my nigga. Like, you have to. It doesn't work. My system doesn't work like that. If you're not an artist making your own music, you know what I mean, promoting yourself, then you can't be you because you're not doing you. Now you're doing you, it's okay. Let's get together, hop up on the bottom up compilation, let's do some videos, let's promote, you know what I mean? And you know, my people will become your fans and your fans will become my fans and it's just a big thing. And nobody is signed to nobody and nobody gotta feel like somebody. I ain't into that. None of my artists, we don't do contracts. I don't do those. You know what I'm saying? We break bread, nigga. That's it, nigga. We make $20 off a joint, nigga. Here's yours, here's mine, here's nigga DB. Let's go. Like, I ain't with that shit. Can't. You know what I mean? I think it just makes it that much more complicated.
All right, no doubt. Also, just get your shout-outs going. Like I said, you know, we about to wrap things up. Any other way you want to get your contact info out, Twitter, Facebook, all that, this is your time to do it on.
I can be me, Shaheen Franklin, at Shaheen Franklin on Twitter. That's Shaheen Franklin. Facebook, Shaheen Franklin. Also, another page, Facebook, Shaheen Manchild Franklin. MySpace, Shaheen the Manchild, BUIME.com. BottomUpInfo@gmail, at Yahoo, at VZW.blackberry.net. At everything, bottom up info.
No doubt. Once again, big shout out to Bottom Up Entertainment. Big shout out to Shaheen.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Smandia. GST Worldwide. Check it out on Sunday nights. Of course, hit me up on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. I'll follow back.
Yeah.
Shaheen needs to follow a nigga back.
Yeah, I'll follow you, guarantee. Thanks for having me.
Follow the show, pregame_radio. Follow Ebba Hayes and Smoker, all of the staff of Pregame Radio. We in here. We gonna get about it here. Please be safe, fellas. Don't be a fool. Wrap your fool. Don't fall for scam. Protect the clan. Let's be safe. Let's be happy. Let's be merry. But before we get out of here, Shaheem, I gotta ask you, leave us something like, you know, quick something off the top of the dome, an actual real hip hop freestyle.
Freestyle. I'm gonna search for a straight real freestyle, but I'll kick some shit for you.
You know, kick something either way, it's all well and good. So anyway, please turn your phone.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to get it for you. Yo, you hear me?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
You hear? All right. I said, cop search, today find, shells from nines, fired last night. Kids playing, finds a needle, sticks themselves, now they got it, dirty vein. Circulating, blood with... Hold on, let me get one part. I said, cop search, till they find shells from nines fired last night. Kids playing, finds a needle, sticks himself, now he got it. Dirty game, virgin veins, circulating, blood with a virus, sirens, all I hear is sirens. Somebody, shut off these fucking sirens. Stop the screaming, stop the crying. My heart is heavy, my community's dying. We are not being barbers, nor being fathers. We all just watching, sitting back, drinking yak, thinking nothing about our circumstances. How can it be? Most can't read, but can teach our kids these new dances. Twitter me this while I get frisked, and they say it's just a routine stop. Normal procedure, write my name, remember my face as a gang leader. I pray to Jesus, pray to God. Dear Allah, we sure do need them. 2012, and ships is leaving, $1 billion a ticket. Even if I can get it, nigga, I ain't leaving. I am needed. I'm not preaching. I'm no deacon. I get weeded. I hold heaters. I will steam you, warm you the fuck up. Civil war amongst the poor while the rich is living on their boats. They kill and they steal while we wish and we hope. Nigga, fuck that. Be you.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm loving it. Yo, Shaheen, like I said, once again.
That was fire,
just
right?
Looking. Thanks a lot for coming through. It's pregame
anytime,
radio. Of course, right, I'm not going to leave y'all
without
no party. You know what I'm saying? I still got a world premiere for y'all. DK Cashmere, keep on pushing. It's pregame radio. We got to get up out of here. So please, like I said, be safe, wrap it up, and all that good stuff. And we see y'all tomorrow. We got Vicious Cycle in the building because Ab wanted it. I got it for us. You want a female group? So I got one. Vicious Cycle tomorrow, live in the building on pregame radio. And we out of here. Peace.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to give me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pregame Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Grew up in the hood where you know it ain't no good. Daddy selling drugs, mama doing what she could. The 80s, the decade was crack, got crazy. Everybody had paper, but it made blacks lazy. I was a baby growing up in the world. Used to daydream.
dream a lot about diamonds and pearls, money and gold. Nothing but 6 years old. Had a dream, then I realized it's just real cold. At 16 years old, got kicked out of school. Looked in my mama's eyes and cried like I'm a fool. She said, Ty, keep your head up. You better wipe some tears out your eyes, never let up. You hear that? That's when I realized I wasn't a fool. Started thinking to myself that my mind is a tool. Thought about crack and said, maybe I could rap. Close my eyes, pray to God, can you teach me that? And he did that with no hesitation. But I was young, didn't know about patience. Didn't realize how close I was. People tried to hide the fact I had a worldwide buzz. I'm in the cab down south. He like, yo, man, you cashmere? I've been listening to your music this whole year. I'm like, wow. Then I threw on a smile. Those was the words I wanted to hear since I was a child. Started hustling, listening to the big homies. Smoking weed, had my mind playing tricks on me. But God always supplies your cushion, cause you gon' fall on your ass. But look, you gotta keep on pushing. What time is hard, you praying to God, and you thinking ain't nobody on your side. Keep pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
You gotta keep on.
No food, no clothes, no hope. So you know you gotta go out and sell that dope. Keep pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing. Gotta keep on push. Started hustling, getting my low money. Driving around town, messing with fly honey. Moving state to state, club to club. It was nothing to the man, man, it was what it was. Shopping spree, switching up keys. Every other week, I'm driving a new V. It was just another day in the life of being me. You know C-S-H-M-E-R-E. But it don't take much just to fall on your face. Locked up behind bars, stuck in one place. I'm talking about jail, locked in a cell. Thinking about the past, going through hell. Huh, but I kept on pushing. Kept on striving, kept on wishing. Kept on fighting, kept on writing. Then boom, hopped out of jail like a bolt of lightning. Ready to strike my target. Fear's not an option, I'ma make it regardless. God damn, this life's the hardest. Looking for a lawyer that could beat the charges. 19 grams of that heroin money. Now that gets serious, ain't a thing funny. Now how I get into this, I ain't no dummy. Plus compared to this, that this jump money. Oh, and I'm that bright, but we all make mistakes, yeah, you know that's right. And God always supplies the cushion, cause you gon' fall on your ass. But look, you gotta keep on pushing. Time is hard, you praying to God, and you thinking ain't nobody on your side. Keep pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing. You gotta keep on. No food, no clothes, no hope. So you know you gotta go out and sell that dope. Keep pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
You gotta keep on pushing.
Take them. Not at all. Let's go.
Yup. The arrival. Itchy. All that bullshit you talking just ends it. I won't stop till my team rule like laws and amendments. On the mic, scrap handles this business. And the sickness, I spit with dick shit. You would call it ridiculous. About dollars, so they say that I'm senseless. So get this. Going against me, dog, you defenseless. Man, y'all niggas is hopeless. My bars is like a shot in the clutch. You don't focus, you'll miss it. Y'all niggas in the same spot, still on your pivot. Listen, I'm moving quicker, cause I'm moving with swiftness. Swag top notch, I am the shit, bitch. Sir, MC's about to get hammered, cause I'm too legit and quick, kid. I'm feeling. Yup. Good looking time, bandit. I told you I got you. Yup. We going in. Like, bro, ain't too many that can compete with you. If you say my name out of context, then I'm heating you. I kill these niggas, welcome them to the rap world. Every 16 I spit like I'm getting a passport. When I spit it, I get it, the people love it. Some homies from the west coast have seen it for me to crush it. What the fuck is this? I'm tired of all these weak bars. The cardiac arrest flow, got the company eating. Real talk, compared to me, they pee on. I'm beyond any nigga that's spitting in your region. Ferocious, on beats, I get my beast on, I spit food for thought. You're welcome to get your feast.
GGO trafficking, street though, I got us. Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. It's the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls backing up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dogs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back, through the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought, I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets done raised me. You get caught with the work, you still fuck, you pay me. If it's not a CG, nah, you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I style with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Close the 8 to what was worth covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes.
Free throw, you're on. Let's go 80s on the mean to take it back to rims. Red saw, blue jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. Trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
Initiating shutdown sequence.